And it is time for our chat now with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. Yeah.
Kind of a moist morning, but that's okay. We need the moisture.
It's a little bit kind of almost foggy still out there. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, we're happy to have the quarter inch rain that we got. Yeah. So, I know I stopped by yesterday during part of your open house. So it was really great to actually, you know, meet you in person and see the facility there. And I must say, I'm very impressed, and just a wide variety of dogs there. So I'm glad it sounded like you had a successful open house.
We sure did. We had a very nice open house. And James, it was nice to meet you also. I've done this open line for the shelter for some time, and I haven't always met the person I'm speaking to. Matt and I know each other, but so it's nice. And thank you for coming out and looking around, because it gives you a different viewpoint of the whole shelter situation. And you know, information is good for everyone.
Yeah.
And we did have a great day. We had two adoptions that day, and we don't usually have open house adoptions just because there's so many other things going on, but we had two really nice adoptions that happened. We had a lot of people come in with their donations that they come in year after year, so we got to see some old friends. And it was just a busy day. It was a positive day. We did something a little bit different this year. We put some animals pictures on a Christmas tree that's on the wall, and we had several dogs selected off of that. And what they're going to do is basically, I think the wants were all the same for all the animals, but it was, you know, toys and blankets, something a little bit different than, you know, the food. So it was like treats and toys and blankets, and people were selecting those, and then we're going to go shopping and bring them back for that particular dog. So that was a nice added idea that came up from one of our staff members, and she did a nice job with that. One of the dogs that I showed you, and I'm sure you're going, okay, goodness, which one? But it was Dugan, and he was that little brown dog on the first row, and he had a little black face, and he's the one that didn't bark at us. He just, you know, wagged his tail and looked at us.
Yes.
He got adopted.
Oh,
he got adopted.
That's great.
So I am thrilled, because he was a super, super sweet little guy. So that's one of the adoptions that I'm real happy about. On our Facebook page, we have featured about five dogs that have been with us at the shelter for some time. And we'd really love to see those five be adopted. And the super, super duper deal on this is that they've all been sponsored.
Wow.
That means that adoption fee has been waived. So you can come in if your application is approved. You can have the, you know, say you take Duke, for instance. Duke is our 10-year-old lab mix. Black lab, we think he's just probably all black lab, 10 years old. He came in. He just needs a good home. He knows how to sit. He knows how to shake. And he'll talk to you. And sometimes those Labradors are, they're talkers. And he's also a talker. And so he would be one, because he's already been neutered. He could go home with you the day you select him. So I'm going to talk about those five particularly, but then again on the Facebook page, we've also listed all the animals that are at the shelter right now, the cats and the dogs. But since this is such a, I mean, people have gone out of their way to make sure these adoptions are paid for, trying to help these dogs get their forever home. So I mentioned Duke. I also have Scout. He's a male. He's 2 years old. He's tan and black in color. He's a terrier mix. He also has been neutered, so he could go home with you the day you're selected, and he's a very well-mannered dog. And then we have Solo, female, 2 to 3 years old. She's a bully mix. She would need to be the only pet. She doesn't know how to play well with others.
Yeah, yep.
So, you know, and there's dogs like that.
Yeah, that happens.
She's a bad dog.
Of course.
But yeah. She just wants to be the only dog, and she loves to cuddle and play. And then we have Duncan, a male, a cattle dog mix. He's tan and white, very, very pretty, just about a year old. And he loves attention, loves his treats. He hasn't been sick, so he wouldn't be able to go home with you, but he's still, again, sponsored. And the last one on the list is King, a male, a lab pit mix, black in color, 2 years old. He's just a gentle giant, and he just, as they all do, just give me a yard to run in. Give me a pat on the head. They're all looking for that forever home. So I kind of wanted to feature those five today. But again, go to Facebook page, CFA, and you'll see all of them that are listed. With our cats, we still have a few cats. We've had a lot of adoptions, so I'm pleased to say we are not full. but we've got three of our little white kittens left, and they are so, so cute. This one was a little boy came in about 5 years old and wanted to hold a kitten, so we handed him one of the seemed to be the calmest of the three, and the little kitten just curled up in his lap and just sat there, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. He didn't get adopted because his mother also volunteers at the shelter, but that's okay. Important thing was the kitten got some cuddle time and handled it very well with a five-year-old. So there's three of those kittens that I think are just really uniquely marked, mostly white with a little bit of orange or black on their heads. They're there. We also have Emmy. Emmy's still with us. She is a year-old female tortoiseshell. She would probably do best as really an outside cat, and we don't always say that, but yet just because she seems to be so shy that we're thinking being outside, maybe a barn cat type thing, she'd be excellent at that. She'd have to be spayed, so you wouldn't have to worry about other kittens coming along. So she would be a good outside cat. Tito is still with us. He's a year-old male tabby. He's quiet. He loves just to kind of lay in that cage and just nap, but he's also happy to sit on your lap. And he enjoys his treats and his head scratch. So those are the kittens and the cats that I wanted to mention. And just kind of remind everyone that, you know, it's getting closer to Christmas, and getting a pet at Christmas seems like such a loving, wonderful idea. But make sure you're ready to bring that puppy or kitten into your home because, you know, it's a very long commitment with the great health care that we now have for our pets. We can have a long, happy, healthy life with our pets. A gentleman came in, I forgot about this, on our open house. He came in and he wanted to, what he did was he paid for an adoption for a friend. And that way the friend could come in and pick out any pet that she wanted. And I thought that was a super way of doing it. And that way he didn't just say, oh yeah, this looks like a good one, and it didn't work out. Because you have to connect. You know that.
Oh yeah.
Connect with your pets. So there's another option for Christmas is maybe just come in and say, okay, we'll pay for a certificate type thing that they can come back later and pick out our pet. So that's a thought for Christmas. And at this time of year, we're still needing our blankets. That big dog room gets a little cold sometimes, and it is a cement floor. They do have a little, it's a little riser that they can lie on. But, you know, a lot of them like just lie right on that floor. So we're in need of blankets and treats and toys. Christmas kind of a neat time that we like to make sure they all get new toys at least one day. They may not last, but, you know, we try to provide them all with one new toy right around Christmas. So we are there 7 days a week. We are on the weekends. We are there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. And Monday through Friday, it's 5 to 7. Our telephone is now working again. It seems that our system, our wiring system, is very sensitive to dampness. So a lot of times when we get damp weather like we've had, we lose our internet, we lose our telephone. But as I understand it, is back working again. So thank you for your patience, those that have called in and said, okay, no one's answering. But the phone number is 620-252-6060. And we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And we're just looking forward to Christmas, and we're so pleased with all the adoptions and the donations coming in. So come see us, look us up on Facebook page.
Yeah, very good, Becky. And, of course, when I was out there, you showed me some of the projects you're hoping to work on in the future. Mm-hmm. So always onward and upward, and I appreciate all the work you and your staff are doing out there, because it's a never-ending job, but it's an important job, and it's bringing a lot of joy to people all year long, and especially at this time of year.
Yes. One of the adoptions that occurred Sunday was a family was in looking at a particular dog, and the mother didn't feel like they could afford the adoption fee at this time. And another gentleman was in the shelter, overheard the conversation, and came out front and said, I'm paying for this.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is. And the young man, I would estimate his age to be maybe 11, 12, just burst into tears. Of course, I had to leave the room because I was about to burst into tears.
Right.
Because it's just the pure joy. And he was just so taken back that, so I know the dog's going to have a fantastic home, three kids, and the joy on that little boy's face was something else. So, yes, this is a good time of year to do on to others and pass it on. So, anyway, that's a great day.
Well, good deal. Well, Becky, always a pleasure to have you on. I really appreciate having our weekly chat here, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Absolutely. All right. Everybody be safe and talk to you next week.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Take care. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals here on the Mighty 690. Always look forward to her report. And hey, we'll get back into open line here in just a few minutes. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.